Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, the Spirit of America Party radio show. We broadcast on blogtalkradio.com and also on YouTube. And we make videos like this to get the word out that America's not so bad. It is sad to watch communists divide the country. And I use the word communist a lot because all the tactics are communist tactics. The race card, number one race card, number one tactic. They divide by agenda. They divide by state. They divide geographically, religiously, any way they can split it up. Because, you see, when the boys put it all together, so it would last 1,000 years, not like Hitler's 1,000 years, which lasted about 5 years. When the boys put it together, they put it together so it couldn't be broken apart. The Civil War in 1865 that freed the slaves, 4 million men went to the battlefield, all white. And the opposition, I think, was about 2 million men, the Confederates. Some were black. Louisiana National Guard was black. Home Guard was called. Third largest slave owner in Louisiana was black. You'll never read that in history. all you'll read about is the bad boys like Thomas Jefferson. And when your communist professor tells you about Thomas Jefferson, he's going to remind you that Thomas Jefferson liked chocolate. Wink, wink. That's right. He did like chocolate. And who doesn't like chocolate? Have you ever taken a couple of Mellomars out of the fridge? Give me a break, man. Don't let them pump you full of communist bullshit. Yeah. So, we have a good treat for you tonight. The state of South Carolina, the holy state of South Carolina, has just voted to put an end to Democrat chop shops. You no longer can kill kids in South Carolina. It's against the law. But as of today, a communist judge stepped in and put a stop to baby freedom. So now they got to go and wrestle. God sees what they do. An Arab friend of mine once told me, Tom, if you're ever in a jam with Muslims and they're going to cut your head off, just tell them, God sees what you do. They'll get very nervous. But they'll still cut your head off. Yeah. Anyway, it's glorious to watch the state of South Carolina stand up for the unborn child. Now, you know, in the Jewish religion, abortion is hated because they're waiting for the Messiah, and they're afraid that somebody's going to abort the Messiah. So they're very pro-life, except for some of the phonies like Joe Liverwurst, who voted for abortion and tells everybody he's Orthodox. And he got away with it for 40 years. He drained the people's pocketbooks. Yeah, Mr. Clean. And he was very, the pros and cons all loved him, because he was like smooth. He was so smooth. And he was from, I think, Connecticut, right? The state of Connecticut. Now look what Connecticut sends. Connecticut sends Stolen Valor Blumenthal. And there he was on the front lines attacking Trump. But when he was BSing the people, he told them he was in Vietnam attacking the VC. He was never in Nam. His biggest battle was the Battle of Toys R Us. And then he used to be Attorney General, persecuting the innocent. And he did such a good job that the state of Connecticut, the home of Nathan Hale, the man who said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. At 18 years old, he was hanged by the British in what is believed to be downtown New York, Grand Central Station. He was hanged in an apple orchard at the time. And the provost marshal that was in charge of his demise, he asked the provost marshal, can I get a Bible and some paper and a pen to write my mother? And the provost marshal denied him the Bible, which is what's happening in this country today. And here's one that's going to floor you. Do you know that the American Revolution started because of four taxes? Paint, glass, stamps, and tea was the straw that broke the camel's back. And the American people rose up and said, we're not paying this crap. You got four taxes on your phone bill. You're a slave. You're a slave of communism. You're going to hear me use the word communist a lot because that's who we're fighting. And when these communists play the race card, they use all communist tactics. Go into a Jewish cemetery, paint swastikas on the tombstones and make it look like skinheads did it. Have a hangman's noose outside your dorm window and you're black. And you and all of a sudden everybody is around you giving you sympathy. And then they find out you're the guy that put it out there. Yeah. And what was that other guy that pulled the stunt? He had two Nigerian boys beat him up so he could blame it on trumpeteers. We're in trouble. But Charlottesville, Virginia, was a communist stunt. The governor, Terry McAuliffe, and the mayor, whose name will remain unmentioned, they allowed two opposing groups. I think it was the Proud Boys and Black Lives Matter or Antifa. They allowed two violent opposing groups to mingle. To mingle. And they let whatever flowed from that to flow on. And what happened? A girl got killed by a guy that raced his car down a narrow street that should have been blocked off with a sand truck. But they didn't want no violence. They wanted violence, the Democrats, so they could create a race issue. And that's what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's what really happened. It was a stunt. It was allowed. They threw the catalyst on top of the other catalyst, and they cooked off a violent riot deliberately. And when they get to the bottom of the Capitol assault, you're going to find there's a lot of elements at play. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about baby freedom, because babies are like POWs. They're prisoners of the womb, and they're persecuted and executed, and only one state has stood up for the unborn. But they're not unborn. When the sperm penetrates the egg, that's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. And it begins to grow. So what the people of South Carolina said, let it grow. And when the heart starts to beat, we'll call it a baby. And the communists said, no, America's not allowed to have babies anymore. We'll bring in our own. On the southern border, we'll bring in their those baby replacements on the southern border. So before I get too carried away, I'm going to pay a tribute to the people of South Carolina. And I opened up with a Buddy Holly tune that was created in the on the set when they made that tune, and that was pretty good. So, what can we say? Can we do a tribute? Okay. I got one. You know, abortion is like crucifixion. The victim is torn apart.
Life's very Lord, God's darling was Mary's own babe,
So Nathan Hale went to Yale to become a divinity student. He was 18 years old, and a friend at Yale talked him into becoming a spy for Washington. So he was out in Long Island spying for Washington, and a relative turned him in for money. See? Nothing changes. Go back 2,000 years, it was 30 pieces of silver. So they hanged Nathan Hale. And about 20 years later, an Irish lad, nicknamed the Crappie Boy, was betrayed by a cousin, and he was hanged by the same general that commanded the hanging of Nathan Hale, Lord Cornwallis. And the Crappie Boy handle was because the French Revolution, revolutionaries had a haircut that resembled a crappie haircut. I said crappie. And the Irish rebels picked up the same style. And Nathan Hale, the provost marshal, denied him a Bible and then tore up the letter he wrote to his mother, saying, "No one should know the bravery of this man." And that's happening right here on the internet today. Your blogs are being monitored, and some are being rejected, and some are being altered. So, on guard, boys. Pay attention to what's going on. You're losing your country. And you might have been swindled on an election. We won't know until the third party comes into power. And there's a third party coming. There's a third party coming. We don't know what it's going to be called. Some say it's going to be called the Patriot Party. So to play it safe, in case the Patriot Party peters out, I've been building a party of one for 15 years. It's called the Spirit of America Party. Pro-life, pro-American, pro-good times. As they say in Louisiana, bon temps roule. Let the good times roll. Les bon temps roule. So, now we're looking at kids. Our kids are in trouble. They're being denied education. And people are saying that they've already lost a year of education, that they won't get back. It is sad. And the teachers say the mothers are just looking for babysitters. And what are the teachers looking for? A paycheck from the mothers who are looking for babysitters? It is sad. It is sad. They're undermining our children. They're brainwashing our children. That's why I use the word communist. Every time I see these politicians shooting their mouths off, I see 1956 in Hungary, the last radio station about to be shut down. Russian troops running up the stairs to probably machine gun everybody that's in the studio. And the voice on the radio saying, "This is the end, folks. We're all going to be killed." And the poor Hungarians who could get away, they fled to the Danube River and over into Austria. And from Austria, they came to the United States. And what did they do when they came to the United States? Did they apply for unemployment? Did they say they couldn't get a job? They found a job. They made a job. They created a job. I've seen them working in machine shops in Torrington, Connecticut. There's plenty of work out there. You got to look for it, create it, take it. The American Revolution was created in churches and taverns. And today, the communist government has closed down churches and taverns. I feel sorry for anybody that owns a bar. How hard they got to work and the long hours they got to put in and all the crap they got to put up with. And the government, there's plenty of work for the government if they want to come to work. And if they don't, they can work from home. I talked to a guy, this isn't just a joke. I talked to a guy in the Navy. And I said, "How you doing?" He says, "I'm doing good. I'm working from home." I says, "What's your job?" He says, "I'm a submarine commander." Yeah, we're in trouble. And I'll tell you something else that we're in trouble about. The draft is coming back. And the people who got rid of it are going to get drafted. And you want to know why? Because there's a billion Chinese on the way. And we're going to suffer like the Parisians suffered in 1914 as the Germans approached Paris and the French weren't ready. And they had to draft people off the street, send them in taxi cabs to foxholes to stop the German invasion. And Saddam Hussein did the same thing when he invaded Kuwait. He dragged people out of nightclubs and sent them into Kuwait and put them in foxholes. Guys with blue suits. Yeah. You can say you're doing away with the draft and a mercenary army will do. But 2 million Chinese troops right now are on TikTok looking, picking out war brides in the USA. Oh, are you married? You say? Oh, that's no problem. We fixed that right away. Yeah. We got a lot to learn, man. We're going to get our asses kicked. The first wave always takes the most casualties. And we are the first wave now. But let's go back to talking about babies. I want to talk about the mothers who have abortions. God loves you more than anybody. He knows your circumstances. He knows the hell you're going through. He knows that one day the pangs of your conscience are going to pang you. Did I tell you about weeping syndrome? I watched a show one night, and it was an abortion clinic, and the doctor was in consultation with the woman who was about to get an abortion. And I never knew this before, and a lot of people don't know it. He says, you know, there is an effect, a side effect of this abortion. She says, what is it? He says, it's called weeping syndrome. So what's that? From time to time, without any explanation, you're going to get hysterical and start crying. Did you ever hear that? I never saw it. But this doctor is telling this woman, this doctor that's going to do the abortion. It is sad that we got to kill kids and make it a political issue. Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,100 babies a day. 1,200 are white. 1,100 are black. Now, 65% of the population is white. 13% of the population is black. Now, I'll do the stats again. Out of 3,100 abortions, 1,200 babies are white. 1,100 babies are black. 700 babies are Latino niños. There's one stat there that's way too high. They're all way too high. It is sad. And what's really sad is you have congressmen and senators, men, voting on the destruction of a child and the destruction of peace of mind of the mother. One of the saddest stories I ever heard was a well-known politician, African-American, was at a demonstration, a Democrat, was at a demonstration to stop the execution of a murderer outside a prison holding a lighted candle. And at a neighborhood abortion clinic, his mistress was getting rid of the evidence. What do you think about that? He's protesting a murder, and he's committing one through a woman. Did he give a car fare to go to the clinic? Probably not. It is said, women pay a heavy price. And if men had to go through that, they'd be celibate. I can't stand to see Chuck Schumer when they interview him about abortion, and he has that Heinrich Himmler look on his face, and he says, Roe versus Wade is settled law. And when he says that, I flash back to 1938, the Nuremberg trials, from catching good Germans who tried to kill Hitler And the judge is screaming at him, "Moira! Moira!" And then he sentenced them all to be hanged by piano wire for attempting to kill the Führer. That you can see that scene in Tom Cruise's movie where he played Klaus von, I forget his last name. And what was the name of the movie? I forget. But anyway, then they'll tell you that children feel no pain. And that before you could see a sonogram, they would tell you it's only a little bit of tissue. I've seen pictures of black kids in buckets. One kid in a 5-gallon bucket, and he filled the whole bucket. I saw a picture of a Spanish child, a Latino child. She was beautiful. Beautiful. She had about 2 inches of hair on her head. She was laid out. She looked like she was sleeping. I copied the picture and I captioned it, Linda Mujer, beautiful lady, because she would have grown up to be a beautiful lady. She looked like she was sleeping. They just made a little slit in the back of her neck and cut her spinal cord. She was intact. She was fully grown. How sad that we would do that. I have a theory. My theory is, I told you about when the sperm hits the egg, that's jackpot, 3 Liberty Bells straight across, and the founding fathers were all pro-life. My theory is that Once the conception is completed, the soul moves in, and the soul is God's black box. And when you kill that child, the soul goes to heaven to report to the Lord. And when you go to heaven to stand trial, they have the complete record of the murder. It's only my theory. Bill Maher would disagree with it. But you look at these babies that I put up here, how beautiful they are. How beautiful they are. How innocent they are. You see them smiling. No one has even scared them. How would you like to be a baby in the womb and seeing forceps come in to pull you apart? Don't feel pain? So when they say it's only a little bit of tissue, I'll take you to my dentist and we'll sit you in the chair and I'll drill. And you let me know if all you got in your mouth is a little bit of tissue. No Novocaine. No, you've been bad. God help us, man. We got to save the kids. 1 year I did a survey on abortions, and at that time, a number of abortions in the country killing American kids was 1.2 million. And guess what? I also found a stat for the number of legal immigrants coming into the country that year. Do you know what it was? 1.2 million. It is sad. And the same people that use illegal invaders to touch your heart, and they always show little children, they're the same people that are killing little American children. Roe v. Wade. Uh, I'm recalling from memory, so I might be wrong, but the woman who created Roe v. Wade, I believe she was murdered by her son. And they found her body, you know, stashed in the desert somewhere. What goes around comes around. Those who don't believe in God call it karma. It is karma. So, having said that, I'm going to pay a tribute to the babies. And I'm going to make this a baby song. Nope, no, that's Brazilian. I can't do that. That's Brazilian. We'll talk about baby girls' names. Here's one, Charmaine. Isn't that beautiful?
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine.
Party is known as the Spirit of America Party because the Spirit of America is very strong. And you hear American Indians talking about the Great Spirit. We have the Great Spirit. We are different. We're the melting pot people. But the communists have put a stop to the melting. And their goal is to kill this Great Spirit of America. So over 50 years, they've been hammering away, telling you America's not that great. You're not that great. You're just like the rest of the world. You're a nobody. That's not the American way. The American way is come together, build the whole unit. A pluribus unum, one from many, or from many one. And that's us. And that's the spirit that wins wars. Outnumbered 10-1. That's the spirit that wins wars. Two amendments that you must never allow anybody to destroy. The first and the second. I call them amens. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Can I get a second amen? Those who silence your speech intend to enslave you. Can I get a first amen? Never give up those amendments. That is the life's blood of the spirit of America. Right now, the internet is being taken over by the internationalists, the globalists, and the communists. If you notice, all of these anti-American groups, they will accuse you of being a fascist, and they will accuse you of being a Nazi. They will never accuse you of being a communist because that's who they are. We'll jump for another tune. Another girl's name. This girl's name is Desiree. I hope it's the right one. If it's not, I'll kill it. This is good.
Oh,
The abortion numbers are going down, thank God. However, American taxpayers shouldn't be subsidizing baby murder. And that's what it is, no matter what you want to call it. It's baby murder. You know the story of King Herod and the birth of Jesus? When the wise men told King Herod that a Messiah was coming, he said, tell me when you find him, let me know, I want to go worship him. And then in a dream, they were told to go home another way. So Herod sent his troops out into the streets to kill every child up to 2 years old. I think they call it the slaughter of the innocents. And here we do it every day. I'm going to have a day of reckoning. You know, the most you're going to get out of this life is 100 years. But there's a whole eternity waiting on you. Give you Roy Hamilton. Up, I had a buddy who was a real sharp guy. Everybody said he was going to go places. He was business oriented, and he got a girl in trouble. So he was an honorable gent, and he went to the family and he told the family the situation. And that he would like to marry their daughter. And they turned him down. They said he wasn't good enough. And they took the daughter to have an abortion. Sad one, huh? I had another buddy. This is before cell phones. Only pay phones. And he lived uptown. Manhattan, and his girlfriend was downtown at a chop shop. Back then, they used to call them back alley abortions. Now they move them to the front office. And called her to see how she was doing, and she was hemorrhaging. He's uptown, she's downtown. problem worked itself out, but it was scary. So you'll hear Democrats screaming, no more back alley abortions, no coat hanger abortions. But it's from the back alley, they move murder to the front office. It's not fair. And taxpayers shouldn't be paying for the murder of children. You're subsidizing genocide. And a race of people are being killed. The American race. Give your mother's love.
An Irish boy was leaving, leaving his own little home, crossing the broad Atlantic. Once more he wished to roam, and as he was leaving his mother, while standing on the quay, she threw her arms around his waist, and these are the words she said. A mother's love's a blessing, no matter where you roam. Keep her while she's living, for you'll miss her when she's gone. Love her as in childhood, though feeble, old and gray, for you'll never miss your mother's love till she's buried beneath the clay.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Let's see what else we got. Here's to youth.
When you were sweet.
We're going to close out this segment. Say a little prayer for the unborn that it get a fair shake. You know, if you let that fetus live 1 year and 8 months, you'll hear that fetus say, "I love you, mommy." In the meantime, we'll close out with the Star Spangled Banner in remembrance of all the GIs who went overseas to win World War II, believing they were never coming back, and the sacrifice that they made. And when they did come back, the families that they did raise and all of the babies that they had that our enemies wanted to kill. Star Spangled Banner starts with TAPS. We'll donate the TAPS to the unborn. Prisoners of the womb. Things before I say goodnight. One, see that Alzheimer's? It's very bad. Money for child murder, tax money for child murder is verboten. But if you want to ask me for money for adoption, I'll work with you. And the other thing is, there's a third party coming, and it's your party. It's the little people's party. Keep an eye out for it and support it if it looks like it's going your way. Right now, I heard about 111 Republicans are trying to start a third party, but they're doing it for the wrong intentions. They're doing it to stop Trump. They'll scuttle that party. We want the little people's party, not the politicians and lawyers' party. God bless you. God keep you safe. And to all those girls out there in trouble, walk into church and sit down and pray you get a message. God bless you. Said, okay.
nothing could be finer than to be in the morning. One could be meet in the morning. There's a morning glory right around the door, whispering pretty stories. I love with my girlie where the dew is early, early in the morning. Oh, me.
This is going to be AOL. No, Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's see what we got. Let's see what happens when we do this. Sign in. Okay. Password. Okay.
coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.